And my brother could really play one, my youngest brother.
Yeah.
French harp, and they got a new harmonica.
And what about one of those things that they sort of pluck like this? It'd be
mouth organ.
Oh, do you remember something like that? Maybe they'd hold it between their teeth and then they...
Jew's harp.
Oh, yeah. mouth organ, I was wondering about that. There was something I think they might have called a mouth organ too, but I don't know exactly what that is.
No,
that,
neither.
Well, it was a long piece and it had the holes in it, you know, he could blow through it.
Mm-hmm. And what would you? They used to pound nails with
hammer. Do that now.
Yeah. And
wonder what to pound them with before they found the hammer. That's what I got my curiosity.
Oh, no, things that look like wood hammers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a long handle to it, one big on one end down.
Daddy had a workshop there. He'd have them wooden mauls. He'd call them wooden mallets.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see him driving the nails with that. That was way back down there.
Well, now, what would they call the part of the wagon that goes up between the two horses?
Tongue.
And now, if you were hitching a horse up to a buggy, now before you hitch him up, you'd have to back him in between the
shafts.
Now, do you remember about a wagon wheel, what it looked like?
Oh.
It had, like in the center, it'd have a
big hub.
Uh-huh. Now, what would go through the hub that ran?
The spindle on the wagon.
Oh.
Had a big round black spindle. Of course, it's black from axle grease, but that was called a spindle, what the wheel slipped on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now the spokes would come up.
Mm-hmm. Spokes would come up in the wheel from the hub.
Uh-huh.
It was a hub, and then went through the spindle, went through the hub, and then the spokes came up from the hub up to the top of the wheel.
Up and to the top of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would the wheel be made of metal, or
Well, it was...
Did the spokes fasten into metal?
First, it had a wooden wheel around it, and then they put the, what they call a steel tire that, and that made the entire wheel when they got finished.
Now, what did they call that wooden, do you remember that wooden thing that the spokes fitted into?
Rim.
The rim. Mm-hmm.
No, not what the spokes fit into. That was the hub.
Uh-huh.
The spokes at the bottom.
But I meant when it would fit into the rim.
Mm-hmm. When it came up before to put the
rim. Yeah. Miss Campbell can tell you all about that.
What about when horses... well, like when it's hitched to a wagon, what do you call that thing that the horse pulls on, that the traces would be fastened to?
Single tree.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if they had two horses?
Well, they'd have to have a double.
Mm-hmm. And now, what would you use to break the ground with in the spring?
A big plow.
Uh-huh.
Two horse plow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, what different kinds of plows would you
have? I'd have to stop and study it.
What can you remember? She mentioned
well,
tiny
they plow. Have a... wait a minute. Well, I'll say. I know.
You thought that they got a double shovel.
Yeah.
Turning plow.
Double shovel, turning plow.
Single style.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Campbell can tell you more about them than I can, because my daddy and the niggers was in the field. But I could remember when my daddy would go to fix his tools. He had a shop. And things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I could hear him speak of them when he went to fix them, you know. But.
Well, now, what about what they used to break the ground up even finer in the spring? Like after they plowed, they'd use a...
Harrow. Hitch two mules to that.
Mm-hmm. They hitch two mules.
You can put concrete blocks or big logs on it to make it hold it down.
Yeah, and I rode on a big, I used to have, Daddy had what they called a clod masher. It was solid.